A few years ago, the Brazilian entrepreneur Ike Batista was one of the 10 richest people in the world. Last night, he was in prison. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves.
Batista's flight from New York no sooner touched down than he was arrested, taken by police for a medical checkup, and driven here to the Bangu prison complex in Rio. Eunice Gomes is by the gates in the visitors' waiting area. Gomes says her son-in-law, Paulo, is doing time for not paying child maintenance in the same wing as the former billionaire Batista. She knows what awaits him. The living conditions are awful, says Gomes. Brazilians remember Batista as the shining star of their nation's boom years, as a commodities tycoon with a fortune of some $34 billion and a white Lamborghini on display in his front room. He lost most of his business empire when the economy crashed several years ago. Prosecutors accuse Batista of money laundering and bribery. His case is a spin-off from Brazil's massive and widening contracts for kickback scandal involving the state-run oil giant Petrobras and lots of politicians and executives. Batista returned home after a warrant was issued for his arrest. He says he's come back voluntarily to clear matters up. As Brazil's corruption scandal grows, so, it seems, does the contempt Brazilians feel for their leaders. Sitting by the prison gates, Eunice Gomes saw Batista being driven inside. The former multi-billionaire's lustrous hair had been shaved off, like any normal prisoner. Gomes says she feels not a glimmer of pity. She sees this as a lesson for Batista.
Ele aprender, né? Ele vê os pobres como está comendo, ele tem que comer também.
In what it feels like in Brazil to be poor. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.